This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump has won the Iowa caucuses. The U.S. Midwestern States Republican Party voters gave the former president a crucial victory Monday that reinforces the former president's bond with state voters at the outset of the Republican primary. That's even as he faces extraordinary legal challenges that could complicate his bid to return to the White House. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas aired a new video showing what it said were the bodies of two Israeli hostages on Monday, a day after warning Israel they might be killed if they did not stop its bombardment of Gaza. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
In the video released on Monday, 26-year-old university student Noah Argamani is seemingly reading a script in front of a white wall. She says that fellow hostages Itai Sfirsky and Yossi Shirabi have been killed. The video ends with pictures that are allegedly the dead bodies of both men. Israel's military said it was examining the footage. Argamani said in the video that they were killed by Israeli strikes and she was injured. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari identified one of the men as hostage Sfirsky and specified that he was not killed by Israeli fire.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said they attacked the quote-unquote spy headquarters of Israel in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region, state media reported late on Monday. The strikes come amid concerns about the escalation of a conflict that has spread through the Middle East since the war between Israel and Hamas began, with Iran's allies also entering the fray from Lebanon, Syria, Iraq.